I faced off with a devil. And by the grace of God, I won. Let me tell you this story. For many years, I was raised around devils, worked around devils, married to some devils, had some friends that were devils, and I didn't know what they were. I knew something was wrong. People who didn't want the truth. And they always tried to mock you, or if something bad happened, they pretended to be there for you, but they were never there for you. They pretended to be on your side, but they were distant, and they were not there. You knew they were not there if you really needed them. And so over the years, I learned to look for the signs. And because it's a secret, worldwide secret society, and they take notes, and they follow the elect. They chase down the elect, the called out ones. So they knew your patterns and what your propensities are or whatever. And they would try to send people throughout the years. They always send one here and one here. And they try to send people into your world, you know. And there's always a pretense. Yeah, and it's always like a try to tell you what they think you want, you know. And all you wanted was truth and peace, you know. But they tried to dangle something, you know. Why? Oh, I'm a nurse. I make a lot of money. We can buy this. Then another one. Well, she didn't love you like I do. I'll love you the right way. I'm your best friend. Then another one comes in. Then another one shows up. Then a different. They all have the same modus operandi to steal, kill, and destroy. And so you make it out of every trap. Every trap that they set, God rescued you. And then you started to get some wisdom and you started to see through the matrix. You know, you go online and you want to study, what is this place? And then you meet some born again, truly born again people, which is rare in your domain, because they isolate you. I don't know. I'm looking around me at all my... this whole block, I haven't seen any signs that anybody's born again. I'm just surrounded by the enemy camp, you know, lost, hell-bound sinners. And so, as you keep doing the study, the research, their agents try to be more slick, or they try to, but they use the same tools. They think they're slick. But they use the same tools. They just want to get in to steal, kill, and destroy and take away your peace and take away your hope. And it's the same game for every person. To save men and to save women. They want to get in, try to destroy your heart, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your goals. To be honest with you, they actually do your favor, because once you go through enough trouble, your affections are no longer down here, but above. And so then once your affections are above, then the 3D is easy. When you really set your affections above, you realize God is just going to give you the desires of your heart, whatever it is. And if your desire is peace, He's going to give you peace. You can't do anything about it. When they find out that your goal wasn't money and riches and fame and image and all that, and they find out your goal is just peace, you can live in a small place, small space, and have peace. All you want is peace. And when they find out what your real goal is in life, they can't believe it, because everybody's chasing riches and everything. And you just want peace. The Bible says to live peaceably with all men if possible. The Bible says, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. I'm sure there's more verses about peace. Peace in the inward man. Love, joy, peace. Fruit of the Spirit is peace. So that's what they're trying to do. Take away your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness, meekness, temperance, which is based in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the more they attack, they're actually attacking the Holy Spirit in you. And so They get knocked back. They become bitter. They lose their peace. They get exhausted. They get wore out. They just destroy themselves the more they attack you because you have the Holy Spirit. Because you're born again. And so when you face off with these devils, you learn a long time ago that you don't live in the past. You're not in bitterness. You're not in unforgiveness. You don't regret anything. You might have made some mistakes, but they usually are the ones making all the mistakes. They're the ones destroying themselves. The harder they attack you, the worse they get, and the more you rise up in the system. And when I say system, God's system, because the devil's system is what? Greed, mammon, stuff, money, self-worship, praise. The more wisdom you get, the more you set your affections above in the spirit, living in the now, living in peace, love, joy, being content with what you have, the more you live in that and protect your boundaries and thresholds, and they can't cross them, and they don't understand how you keep going. You're like the Energizer Bunny, but it's not you. See, they try to keep going with drugs and drinking. But the way we keep going is be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit. The way we keep going is let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. And that let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. So they're cursing and gnashing of teeth. And you know they're the devil because they're living in a hell on earth right now. You know the saints, so even if the saints are having a hard time or hard life, they're in peace because they're already seated in the heavenlies. And God's bow is bent against the wicked. And there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So they're already living in hell right now. That's why they're drinking and drugging and running the streets and cheating and lying. And they're living in a hell on earth right now. They just haven't, it just hasn't culminated into hell. And so the saints are living in a heaven on earth right now because they got the Holy Spirit. They actually have everything they need right now. It just hasn't culminated into heaven yet. But it's going to happen. And so the separation of the sheep and the goats is happening right now, right in your face. And they show you who they are. Their manipulation, their witchcraft, their undertones, their NLP program, Neuralink, they don't even know sometimes that they're manipulators. That's all they do. They've done it so long that that's all they know. They don't even know they're manipulators. That's all they know. It's such a habit. It's kind of like a person who's evil. They think everybody's like them, and they're not. A manipulator thinks everybody's manipulating everybody else, and we're not. They think everybody's lying. They think everybody has ulterior motives. They think everybody's just like them. Because they've lived that way so long, they don't know any other way to survive because maybe they got cheated on, abused, and people steal from them, or whatever they do. Whatever happened to them. They live in the past. And notice the 3D creatures stuck in the simulation, stuck in the matrix. And so if a lot of people say the matrix, well, the matrix is a simulation. If you really think about the Matrix movie, it was a simulation. And so people, if you say they were stuck in the Matrix, nobody gets mad. But if you say they're stuck in the simulation, they get mad. Why? Because the Matrix is a simulation. If I say Matrix, the definition of a Matrix is a simulation. But you don't get mad because you don't think that deep. I mean, you get mad because you don't think that deep. If it's a Matrix, it's a simulation. The spirit mind, the mind of Christ, the spirit is outside the matrix, it's outside the simulation. And there's no way that they can trap you anymore because it is finished. The Pharaoh has no power. And the weird part is you got saved out of the simulation and got born again. You got saved out of the matrix, the machine, matter. You have a spiritual side to you now, the mind of Christ. So as you rise up, you're walking down here in the matrix, but you're not of the matrix anymore. And the matrix is the matrix. And so what's the matrix? The flesh. M is water, A is blood. So that's the flesh. M-A-E is water, blood, spirit. So you're no longer a ma creature. You're a may creature. M-A-E. Water, blood, spirit. And so as you stand looking out, as you stand looking at the present, as you stand looking at the past, and as you stand looking at the future, it's all happening now, but you can actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because you've already entered into the light. You are already seated in the heavenlies. You already know it works out. You don't need to drink and drug and pill pop like they do. Why are they always scheming? Why are they always scheming? Why are they always trying to set a trap? Why are they always trying to paint a picture that's not even real? Why are they trying to pull you into fake reality, a fake reality bubble? Why are they trying to create an illusion to deceive you? Because they want to steal, kill, and destroy. They want to control you. They have the same spirit of the Pharaoh. They have the same spirit of the first Eve. The devil. The devil wants control. The Pharaoh wants control. Jezebel wants control. They need you to be a flying monkey to build up their little miniature kingdom that they're building. They're not content with what they have. They got to have more and more and more. The Bible says the eye is never full. The Bible says the womb is never full. The Bible says the stomach is never full. And so they got to have more because they're in the 3D land, the flesh mind, the natural mind. And the natural mind receiveth not the things from above. And so these natural creatures, if they're not getting their needs met that they think they expect, they think they expect something, entitlement, more than what they've got. They're entitled. They're trying to hoodoo you. They're trying to delude you. They're trying to pull you into fake reality. They're trying to tell you that something out here that's better. You need this. You need this. When you got everything you need, you're in peace. And they pop up out of nowhere trying to delude you and deceive you and mess with you and confuse you. And you're like, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're not, your words and your actions don't line up. You're not making sense. I can see you. I have the Holy Spirit. We used to be like you till we got saved. We know your game. There's no new game. Why do you think you got a new game? The only real game in life is to submit to God, be content with what you have, zip your lip and say, be thankful to God for what you got. But somebody deceived you to make you think you need more. You need this. You got to have this. Somebody's deceived you. Somebody has deceived you. It's raining outside. And I got a chair that's like a really nice, comfortable plastic chair, but it's at my other house. So I got me a little Home Depot bucket. And I'm sitting out on this bucket on the front porch while it's raining. And I'm going to do this recording while I'm sitting on this bucket. And I'm happy. I'm happy. Because I have peace. I have the truth. I'm grounded in the Word. I can rightly divide the Word. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. You have the mind of Christ. He's given you His word, that He's given you all things in His word that pertain to life and godliness down here. You already know who they are before they even walk up and start talking to you, because their body language reveals it. Their dress, it's written in their body. It's written in their DNA, really. They chose which side they want. They chose to follow the devil. The devil's a liar and a murderer. And if their daddy is a liar and they choose to be in lies and lie to you and never come clean and never tell the truth and never be held accountable, they want you to tell them everything, but they don't want to tell you jack. That's not reciprocal. That's not tit for tat. That's not union. That's not honesty. That's not face to face. That's not ace to ace. That's not communion. That's not conversation. Converse, together, turn. That's one wayism. And if it's one way, when it comes to human, then somebody's trying to get the advantage over you. And so when you face off with one of these devils, one of these selfish, self-centered devils who think they are smarter than you, and you see them for what they really are, they're shocked. Because they never ran across a true born again. Because all their family is just, and their friends and their coworkers, they're just lost and hell-bound just like them. And they're all in the world. They all think like the world. And so they're trying to deceive each other and get over in each other. They think that's normal when it's not. It's abnormal. And so when you finally say, I'm done. I've decoded you. I've tested your character. And I don't want to be in your world because your character is your world. And you can't line up with this world of truth. You only know lies. Why would I want to be anywhere close to you? Why would I want to be anywhere near you? Because your character stinks to the high heaven. I don't like you. I don't care to be in your presence. I don't trust you. I wouldn't recommend you to a job. I wouldn't recommend you. One of the posts I saw, he talked about the girl you're talking to or dating. He said, would you recommend, okay, he said this. He said, if that woman went up to your son, would you tell your son to marry her? That kind of person, that kind of character? If it was your friend, would you tell your friend to marry that person? And if you answer no, then why do you want to marry her? If you see her character and you would tell your own son that, if there was a younger version of her, you'd say, yeah, you may need to marry her. But if you tell your son no, why are you thinking about marrying her? Your friend, let's say it was a different version and same person, different body, would you tell your friend to marry that kind of woman or that woman that you've been talking to? No, because she's not a good character type person. You would never. See, most people just look at the outward show, money, job, image, position. Do they have a good heart? You should be testing the heart, trying the heart, trying the spirits, looking at the heart, looking at the character. And I've worked with people many years. I've worked with a lot of people. And a lot of people come up on the job the first 30, 60, 90 days. They put on a good show. And then after about 6 months to a year, you see their true character. And the ones with bad character, especially if they're stealing, they don't last 30 days. The ones with bad character who keep calling out sick, they don't last but about 6 months. The ones that are lazy, they don't last long. And the ones that are not team players, they don't last long. And so you can test the character over time. And it's usually 6 months. You usually need at least 6 months to test somebody's character. And so if somebody, some devil's trying to rush you into something, that's a red flag. if some devil's trying to rush you into something, it's a red flag. Now, I have seen a devil fool me for 8 years. I had a devil fool me for 8 years. And the reason she was able to do it is because we didn't really spend time together. Like going on a trip together or something like that. We just talked on the phone, but there really wasn't any real communication about real things. If the other person can only speak about 3D and they revert back to 3D and no spirituality to them at all, yeah, you can't trust them. Because all they're thinking about is the natural plane. And if somebody's only thinking about the natural plane, the 3D plane, then that means they'll still kill and destroy just to get ahead in the natural. But if they set their affections above in the spiritual plane, they live in peace. And no matter what happens in the natural, they're loyal. Because it's not about image and show, and it's about thanking God and being thankful for all things. They cannot understand you if they're only a 3D creature. And the Apostle Paul, or who said it? Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And somebody says, well, I'm a believer. Well, how come all you talk about is 3D? If you're truly a believer, why is it that the only thing you talk about is the 3D realm, or the emotional realm, or the psychological realm, but you never talk about spiritual truth, the Word of God, spiritual things, things above? Why is it always something else? And why would you deny your Bible? Why would you deny any part of the Bible if you're truly a spiritually born again? Why would you reject any part of the Bible when the Bible is your meat and your drink and your source? And so you can see them from the get-go. And I saw it. I was aware from the get-go, every time that I tried to reach in and pull one up out of the miry clay, because they would always say something contrary to the Scripture. When they say, oh, the book of Leviticus don't belong in the Bible, you know that's a liar. When somebody says the other books have the same weight, you know that's a liar. Your Bible is your litmus test. If you don't go back to the Scripture, you will be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and it proves that you don't put the Word of God up as your authority. The Bible is your authority down here. The Holy Spirit will speak according to the Word. It has to line up with the Word. And if you don't understand that, it's probably because you've never been saved. It is what it is. And I'm not going to apologize. And you can call it abusive or whatever, but it's just the truth. And if you don't want the truth, go somewhere else. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to shake you out of your slumber and yank you out of Babylon, because Babylon is worse than any kind of drug you've ever seen. The bells and whistles of Babylon is worse than any drug you've ever taken. Because you're mesmerized with the news and the media and the music and the doom scrolling. You're mesmerized with Babylon. And you don't even know it. That's the sad part. The born again know it. We love America. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we love our freedom. But actually, America's still under Babylon. The king, the devil's that runs the whole world. You don't think the Freemasons are behind USA or the Jesuits or the secret societies? They're all nations are run by the secret societies. There's a magician priest class running the USA. There's a magician priest class running Russia. There's a magician priest class running China. Those leaders don't know all. The leaders are just a figurehead. They need the magician priest class to deceive the whole world. Why do you think that all the nations look to USA? Because we have the top level magician priest class that there is. And they come up with these theories before they put something in the news, like we're gonna do this financial agreement. Before they put that on the news, the magician priest class, the high ranking 33 degrees they've already come up with a scheme to deceive the masses. It's kind of like the Jezebel comes in and says, paints a pretty picture. Everything's going to be perfect. You go ahead and jump in, and it's all, and you say, wait a minute. Everything was a lie. It's all chaos. And that's why we have the economy crash every 10 years. Now it's gone down to every 8 years, and it seems like it's every 3 years now, or every two. It's almost like monthly now. You know Babylon is falling when we have a financial crisis every month. Instead of a 10-year span, it's now it's like feels like every month something's happening. Almost every month, some kind of crisis. What do you think about that? Because the birthing pains are here. The birthing pains are here. And you might say, what are you talking about? The church is getting ready to be raptured out. And then they're going to say, peace, peace, and then sudden destruction. The earth plane is going through its trials and tribulations and its birthing pains to birth in the 1,000-year reign, because we're coming up on the 7th dispensation, the millennium. And Jesus is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. And any nation that doesn't come up and give glory and honor to God, to Jesus, that nation will be have no rain. Hear the rain in the background? That nation will be judged. Because God gets the glory, you know. God gets the glory. I'm going to cut it off right now. But the truth will set you free.